It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There's a resurgence of COVID-19 infections in some facilities that have had outbreaks already. Lindsay Fent reports on new information from state health authorities.
JBS Meatpacking Company in Greeley reported 6 coronavirus infections among interns this week. The uptick in cases comes several months after the plant was forced to close following an outbreak that killed 7 workers and infected more than 200. A nursing home in Greeley is also weathering a second outbreak. Centennial Healthcare Center reported 14 new cases among residents and staff this week. A March outbreak at that facility killed 20 residents. These cases are among 15 new outbreaks reported by the State Health Department this week. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
Efforts to cull geese in Denver have resumed, but they don't plan to kill as many geese this year as they did last year because the goose population has gone down. Activists tried and failed to stop this year's geese cull in federal court. Denver Parks Deputy Manager Scott Gilmore says the geese cause problems, and he compares them to rats, which the city also kills, but people don't have a problem with that.
People see the geese and the goslings, and they're attaching human characteristics to the geese. Rats are not something people attach to because they're not cute and cuddly.
The plan is to take about 400 geese out of Denver parks this year. United Airlines plans to lay off nearly 3,000 employees at Denver International Airport. The layoffs would take effect in October, and the company hopes they'll be temporary, about 6 months. United says demand for air travel is down more than 90% compared with last year, and the airline plans to lay off about a third of its workforce nationwide this fall. Colorado weather is sunny and hot and staying that way through the weekend. Highs in the 90s in Denver and Colorado Springs today. It could reach 100 in Denver tomorrow. This is CPR News.